Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Sandra Bueno, and with Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You. Today is Thursday, November 15th, 2007, and we are approximately 46 days away from the new year. And with this information, I do not know if it impacts you, but definitely impacts me and brings in a lot more determination into what it is that I am going to be bringing to you in these next 46 days, or less than that, because this show comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today's program is an hour-long coaching program. And number one, I mentioned to all of you on Tuesday that I would be having a contributor, a leader, or a coach on today's segment. And the actual person who I will be featuring, his name is Sparkplug. Sparkplug, you can find them on Blog Talk Radio as well, Sparkplug and Jackie. Sparkplug is from Atlanta, Georgia. And his programming, he brings about, he is a motivational coach. He is an author. He is a radio host personality. And what he has done with his show is that he brings about leaders in the community, and he outlines what they do, and he brings us, the listeners, closer to finding out what these actual individuals have done in their lives and how they've been managed to get away from perhaps from their backgrounds or from their social, the stigmas or the difficulties that they had in life. And when I came across his site, we basically have been talking just in the past few days, and he is going to be coming on board, not today, he's going to be coming on board next Thursday. And I wanted to make today's show a special event between you and I. And how I'd like to carry this forward is kind of, it's going to have a, the tie end point is going to be about goal setting going forward. But this is going to be the theme of what I'm going to be presenting to you from here on in until 2008, basically the end of this year, because it is my hope for you, my wish for you, and my definite purpose to help you get on track so that come 2008 or come December 31st, 2007, going on to 2008, you are not going to use the same excuses or the same resolutions as last year. I really want you to be able to have to be standing on a different platform, be standing in a different place in your life where you can say, you know what, not only do I know what I want, not only do I know why I want it, but now I have a plan of action that's going to lead me closer to where I want to be. So this, because of this reason, I decided to make today's show, which is going to be an interactive show, as I will be opening up the lines in about 27 minutes, right at the half an hour point, I'll open up the lines. If you'd like to jot down the number, that is 646-716-8620. This is the number that you can start calling come 2:30. And at this point, pretty much what I'd like to begin with is I'd like to read just a couple of different quotes that have come across my attention. And this leads us through what we spoke about on Tuesday, which was about the power of focus and what our mindset is and what we are bringing into our lives. And this really touched me because it really reveals the essence, the importance of what it is that we are holding in our minds in any given moment, and how much we need to become so vitally aware of our state of being when it comes to what we are thinking about. And let me begin by reading this. Pay attention to your thoughts, because thoughts become words. Pay attention to your words, because words become actions. Pay attention to your actions, because actions become habits. Pay attention to your habits, because habits become your character. Pay attention to your character, because your character becomes your destiny. Those are five lines, five sentences that have so much validity, and that truly, if you read each and every word and you take in every concept that's there and you bring it into your soul, bring it into your heart, and allow it to go through your body and allow it to touch you, you're going to realize how much of an essence this is and how truly we must become aware. Because if we are to say we are all powerful and we are able to create whatever we envision and we can be the leaders we want to be, or our children can be the leaders we want to be, then we must have a different mindset than the one that is being given to us and sold to us out there in society, whether it be by the media, whether it is through programming, whether it is through education, because a lot of it, and those of you who are listening to me will say, today we are in a need to be in a different place than where we currently are. We need to come from a different standpoint where we are looking at the issues and at the situations, and we are having to demand of ourselves to think differently, to act differently, to choose differently. In-the-box thinking is not helping anyone but those who sell fast food in the box. You know, when it comes down to it, if you think about in-the-box thinking is that. You get what you paid for. There's the surprises, you even know what the surprise is going to be. In the box, you're going to find your few articles, your few elements. You know you're going to pay a certain amount for it. Whether it's I'm talking in a figurative sense or in a real dollar sense. In the box, you know what you're going to get. If you buy a bento box, the Japanese boxes, you know you're going to get a little bit of rice. You know you're going to get a little bit of sushi. You know you're going to get a little wasabi. And you might get tempura or you might get something different. But you know that it's in the box, all for a fixed price. You know, if you get a box lunch, go to the Chinese place, get yourself a box lunch for lunch. You know you're going to get an egg roll. You know you're going to get a little pork fried rice. You're going to get a little chicken and broccoli. And you might get a soda or a wonton soup with it. And you know you're going to pay one price. Go down our shopping list, especially now coming Christmas. Go to Walmart. Buy yourself the package and the box of gift wrap. You know you're going to get one thing, right? You're going to get five rolls or four rolls of paper. You're going to get some bows. You're going to get some cards. You know what to expect. Or your expectation is going to be met by the price that you pay. Well, that's where we are. Because there are others who are us inside the box. There are others who don't want us outside of the box. Because outside of the box requires us to be different, to think different, to think differently, to behave differently, to demand a difference. And truly, that is what the world needs. Because if we are going to stand and say we are capable of creating a change, we are capable of undertaking major feats, we are capable of showing others how to be, how to live life, how to go forward, we need to get ourselves and remove ourselves from that box. We need to open up that door and move forward. So this is not going to come if you are unwilling to put yourself in a place where you are going to measure where you are. This is only going to come when you allow yourself to say, okay, I may not be happy with where I've been. You know what? I've had a lot of excuses, or I've had problems, or I've had issues, but I no longer want to stay here, or this place is no longer serving me. It's no longer serving my higher purpose. This status quo, or this mundane way of life, or this ordinary way of life, it's not suiting who I am. This, what I have now, is not an example of the greatest part of me. And I think it is so appropriate that 46 days into the new year, we can actually take this time to say, let us make a commitment. Let us resolve to allow ourselves to be better, to be greater, to be more magnificent. Let us go forward so that we can begin a new year, a new opportunity. You don't even need to wait for a new year. You can start tomorrow. You can start today. All that you need to do is decide. All that you need to do is say, you know what? Today the bull stops and the new me begins. Mind you, once you make that decision, things are still going to be coming your way. The same people that have been on your back bugging you or creating some of that hardship or putting you up against the wall or upsetting you or whatever that situation may be, they're still going to be there. At least for a time being. The challenges that you have financially or the challenges that you have within yourself and your spirit or your shortcomings, those are still going to be there. But just because they're there does not mean that they will continue to be there. And that's where your work comes in. That's where your awareness, that's where your accountability, and that's where your empowerment comes to your aid. Because I can tell you, it is not easy. I can tell you, I am a testimony, I am walking testimony, a living testimony. As I stand here and speak to you right now, there are challenges, and there are a lot of challenges. But in the absence of a purpose, and in the absence of a vision, and in the absence of a greater vision than the one that's before you right now, you will not succeed in moving yourself away from where you currently stand. Thus why it is essential, it's crucial. You must develop that vision for yourself. You must develop that awareness of where you want to be, of what you want your life to look like, of what you want for your life. And that involves what you want for your life from yourself as a person, how you want to see yourself. If when you look in the mirror, you can say, you know what, I love me. I love who I see. I love this guy, or I love this girl, or I love this woman. Meaning talking to yourself in that way. Because if you can't appreciate yourself, then who's going to appreciate you? And I will tell you, it requires more than just talk. It requires a continuous, purposeful, definitive acknowledgement that that is what you are seeking. Because we have been so conditioned since our beginnings to always look for the wrong, to always look for the shortcomings, to not be happy with what we have, but to always be in the quest for what we don't have. That is a human trait. That is what society pushes. We never achieve that greatness and that stardom, because there's always a higher hill to conquer. And we must really become aware and say, I want to love me, number one. I want to appreciate me. I want to honor me. I want to respect me. I want to value me. I want to just hold me. And once you can achieve that with yourself, in your relationships with others, and your relationships in your environment are going to start changing. They start changing just because you change. They start changing because what you are bringing into your life now is in alignment with a higher essence. Once you start looking at the beauty around you, at the beauty inside of you, at the beauty within you, at your purpose, you start looking at the fact that you were created in grandness. You were created with magnificence. And we have a higher purpose in our lives than just to feed ourselves, than just to put clothes in our bodies, or just to work hard so that we can get a car, or to work hard just so that we can live in a box with four walls and a roof. So I don't think that's the purpose for humanity. Because even if you're completely satisfied with having that job and having that car and having that house and maybe having money in the bank, There will always be something outside of your immediacy that's going to nudge you, that's going to hurt you, that's going to irk you, that's going to make you uneasy. Because if it's not happening to you, then it's happening to someone else, whether it be your family or your friends or your acquaintances or in the community or in society or in the country or in the world. But before we can go out there to the world, before we can go out there overseas to go help other people who don't have food, who don't have water, who can only eat corn once a day maybe, if any, or before we can go to Sudan or go to Kenya or go to Darfur or go to South America, before we can do any of those things, there is so much that needs to be done in our own country, in our own backyard. But before we can do any of those, we also got to help ourselves. We got to put ourselves out there. We got to equip ourselves so that then we can tackle on the bigger job and the bigger mission. Because it is, life is about sustaining ourselves. Life is about evolution, survival of the fittest. But what do you call survival? To some people, survival means finding enough wood just to build a little fire. To some, it's finding leaves off a tree to be able to feed themselves and their families. To others, it's a quarter that they were able to get from someone in the street. That's survival. Or a meal from a homeless shelter. To some, it is a syringe. That's survival. To some, it is drugs. Notice, all of these things are about lack. They're all about what can we as human beings do so that we can maintain ourselves and keep ourselves alive. But alive for what? Perhaps that question brings and bears to mind the fact that as human beings, we have an inherent sense of hope and an inherent desire to live, an inherent desire to see the sunrise the following day. And what happens to those that do see the sunrise every day but cannot see it? What happens when they are so dark within themselves that they don't see the freedoms around them and the plenty that's around them, as it happens to us? Now this is why, and I don't mean to bring any of this to bring you down, but this is reality. We can all hide away from it, or we can look at it and say, you know what, where do I want to be? Do I want to be in that area? Do I want to be in the darkness? Or do I want to be in light? Because if I want to be in light, obviously I got to get a clue. And obviously I need something to light my path. I need something to light my way. You can light your way with a match. You can light it with smokers. You can light it with that. You can light it with a torch. You can light it with a major light bulb, with a flare, spotlights. You choose what you want to light it with. But light it. Because once you see what's available and what's out there, then you're on your way. And in talking about today being enlightened, it comes from this from a certain movement that is around us, with people on their own, individuals standing up and saying, you know what, there's a consensus about us needing to be somewhere different, about people who are no longer satisfied with the status quo, about people who are standing up shyly, kind of raising their arm a little bit and saying, you know what, I don't agree with this. I heard a teacher a little while ago say, where are our heroes? Where are they? What does that say to you? Ask yourself that question. Where are our heroes? In order to be a hero, you got to stand for something. In order to be able to be a hero, you got to have a following, and you got to have a group of people recognizing what you've done. So, when we're talking about heroes and those who deem this person a hero, we're looking at two sides of a line. Those who said, you know what, this is what I believe. This is what I believe I can do. This is what I believe is right. This is what I believe is just. This is what I believe needs to happen. This is what I believe I can contribute, I can give. This is what I believe must be done. If not for me, then for those who can't stand for themselves. If not for me, then for those who are not strong enough to represent themselves. Or then you have to choose to be on the other side, where you would rather be on the side of support, where you rather look for someone to represent you. And it's true, not everyone in life is set out to be that one person who's going to carry the flag. The way that we were created, with so many people, there are those who struggle just enough to stay up, to be alive, to feed themselves, maybe to feed their kids, maybe to just have a small home, maybe to have your everyday job. And all that is okay, provided that that person is fulfilled and happy with where they are. Because not everyone wants to bring on all of that on their heads. We all have different missions. But I believe 100% that our mission is to find a purpose within us and to do it to the best of our fulfillment and our capabilities, and to do it where we honor our humanity, where we honor our deepest sense of self, our virtues, our values, where we can respect the fact that we are human beings and that we want dignity and that we have dignity. How does that happen? Who fights for whom? And there's so much happening. I've come across so much in these past few weeks. One's because I am very much aware as to what I am doing, but I am also very much asking God to help me, to lead me, to guide me so that I may be of service with how He sees me fit, so that I can bring you, when I talk to you, when you are giving me your time, when you are giving me your time, when you are giving me your attention, for me to come across honestly, for me to come across with value, for me to be able to deliver something that's poignant, something that is true, for the right reasons. I will tell you, in my life, my quest has always been to make a difference. And I've always thought of making a difference for others, knowing that I would have to make a difference for myself if I wanted to be of service to others. And I will tell you that the choices I've made have given me a lot to learn, but they have also put me at a disadvantage when it comes to where I am economically, where I position myself. And because of that, I have had a lot of challenges. I'm currently going through major challenges with that. And with those challenges come doubt. With those challenges come defeat. Questioning of, is this worth it? Should I continue? What's the point? Do I really have something to offer? Am I really going to make a difference? Am I kidding myself? How can I be saying this? And how can I be saying this if I don't apply it to myself? But I will tell you, it's only through preparation, and it's only through knowing your vision and your focus. And again, the power of questioning and having all of what coaching brings to your awareness. Having all of this inside and knowing that in time of need, you can draw upon that toolbox to help yourself get out. That's the strength. And every time I face a challenge and every time I overcome it, I know that I'm becoming stronger. I am flexing, and I am really taking my muscles further than where they've been. I am strengthening myself. But I will tell you that through those challenges, one thing that I have definitely learned is we, people in general, companies in general, our bosses, the companies we work for, society in general, wants to keep people in the status quo. They want to keep people in a place of a disadvantage. And that is unfortunate, because it requires you to stand apart, and it requires you to make sometimes difficult decisions and hold yourself true to the core to say, I am not going to be sold. I am not going to sell myself out. And sometimes you have to make decisions that require you to maybe take the short end of the stick for a while. But even when you do that, if you're focused and you have a plan and you have alternatives and you've been honing in on the way that you think, you're going to realize that, hey, I'm okay. I'm okay, I'm there. I know where I'm going. Though the road may be dark, for sure, it is not gloom and doom, to say the least. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share with you an actual way, a structurized plan, a way for you to start looking at your life and to start looking at how you're going to make decisions with what it is that you want to do. This is going to involve questioning. It's going to involve you asking yourself three questions and you being very intentional, very smart, very precise about jotting down that answer. And it's going to require for you to really blend your thought process and your heart process. So what I am going to be sharing with you is a system. It is a system that was created by Anthony Robbins. And this is a system that he has used to work with his 14 companies. One of those included is a public company. This is a system that he uses for every decision in his life. This is a system that he has actually created a lot of leadership programs as well as his Life Mastery program on. And the system is called RPM. The R stands for rapid. It's a rapid planning and momentum system. RPM. Now what you're going to do with this is that you are going to ask yourself three questions, and these questions are going to guide how you go about undertaking your goals and your quote-unquote your to-dos, even though this is not about to-dos. This is about you figuring out what you want, why you want it, and what it is going to take for you to get that goal. So right now, within the next 46 days, I am going to ask you, for the purpose of this exercise, I am going to ask you to envision a result that you are looking toward accomplishing from here to December 31st. So in order to explain it to you, I am going to use an example that you will be able to collectively understand. I am going to be saying, let's say, you want to lose 10 pounds from here to December 31st. In 46 days, that is a very reachable goal. That is a very possible goal. It has been done, and of course you can go at it full throttle and go crazy and lose 10 pounds in a week. But if you want to maintain it and keep it off, it is best then that you take a different approach and do it on a more consistent, educated, and well-planned-out progress. And what also, just to let you know, it is 2:30. You can call me at 646-716-8620, and I will take your call. But in the meantime, I will continue with the RPM system. So here, what we are going to do is you're going to take a piece of paper. You are going to hold it crosswise or sidewise so that it's you have the horizontal facing you rather than the length. And you're going to just draw two lines going down. So you're basically dissecting your paper into three quadrants or three areas. And up on top, on the top left, you are going to write MAP, map. On the middle, you're going to write result, R-E-S-U-L-T. And on the right side, you are going to write purpose. So you have on the left side, map, on the middle, result, and on the right side, you have purpose. Now, once you have that, the first question you are asking yourself is the result. That's number one. What is it that you want? And why this is so important is because people always will respond, well, I don't want this, well, I don't want that. And it is genuinely an exercise in the making to be able to know exactly what it is that you want, whether it be because we're embarrassed, we don't want to own up to it, we don't want to appear to be dreamers, we don't want to appear to be arrogant. Somehow when someone asks, well, what do you want, most people will say, well, I don't know. I mean, whatever. You know what I want. I mean, ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want in your relationship? What do you want in a man, in a woman? What do you want in, if a genie came out, what would you ask for? What would you want? Now, when I ask you, what do you want, you have to be very specific. Being very specific means you must say, I want such and such, by such and such date and day. Be as specific as you can make it be. So if our purpose right now is to lose 10 pounds, you're going to say, to lose 10 pounds by December 31st, 2007. That's very specific. How much? 10 pounds. By when? By December 31st. Now, once you have that, you're going to go over to the purpose side. And you are going to outline all of the different reasons for why you want this. Now, don't be weak and shy. This is the moment where you need to step up on that scale, so to say. Hold that mirror before you and really ask yourself, drill yourself, why do you want this? Why do you want this? What difference is it going to make in your life? What is it going to give you? The power of questioning. What does this mean to you? What is it going to bring your way? How much better are you going to feel? How much more empowered are you going to be? How much is this going to make a difference in your work, in your play, in your social life? What is it going to do for your self-esteem, for your self-value, for your vision of yourself? What is it going to do when, after being however you're being right now, or whatever you've been telling yourself, well, I can't lose weight, or oh, I gotta have another cafe latte. How are you gonna feel when you can look at yourself and say, wow, I set out a goal to lose 10 pounds, and today is December 31st, and I lost 10 pounds, or maybe even better, I lost 12 pounds, or I lost 14 pounds. I exceeded my standards. I exceeded my expectation of myself, and wow, now I'm in a different place because I can actually make something happen. Plus, now I know how to do it. How will you feel? This is the place where you have to allow yourself to really say, okay, I want to lose, and I'm going to, if it were me putting down I want to lose 10 pounds, this is what I would tell myself, because I'm going to feel beautiful, because it's going to make me feel empowered, because I'm going to feel and look radiant, because I'm going to love me, because other people are going to love me, because other people are going to say, you look hot, because I'm going to feel sexy, because I'm going to be able to wear that slinky red outfit. Because it's going to bring me joy, because it's going to bring me pride. Because I'm going to know that I am it. That I am the bomb. That I am hot. Just go and make it even funnier. You know, right after hot came, because I am spicy. I happen to be Latin, so I can say I'm spicy. And you want to make it fun, because it's not a test. It's something that you're creating your own vision. You're creating your own goal. And you want to make it be something that you can laugh at, that can inspire you, that can make you laugh and just tickle yourself. So you start writing all of these down, and you write them really so that your gut is in there. And I love that word, gut, because that's what it comes down to, in your gut. If you feel it in your gut, then you can follow through. You know, don't feel it in your head, because if you feel it in your head, all it's going to do is mess you up. All it's going to do is create confusion and doubt and wonder and worry. Feel it in your gut, because when you feel it in your gut, you know what, if you got to go down, at least you went down because you felt it. You know, and this leads me back to another quote. And this is a great quote. And I can't tell you who it is, but I can tell you it's an awesome, and I think it might be from the Chinese emperor of some place. But it says, a hero, and if I'm wrong, then I apologize. And if someone knows who it is, then let me know. But a hero, a coward dies 1,000 deaths, while a hero dies only once. And who do you want to be? The coward dying 1,000 deaths every single time? I mean, we've all been there, done that. You know, you wanted to do something and you failed. You didn't pursue it, or you let go, or it was too hard, or you were on your way and all of a sudden you just resisted when the going got tough. You got going and you just went the wrong way. You went backwards instead of forward. But just because you did that in the past doesn't mean you have to do it now. And since we're now embarking on this 46-day process, now we know, when the going gets tough, you're going to get tougher. And you're going to go right down, and you're going to start remembering your purpose. And you're going to start saying, this is why, this is why, this is why. Because every time you take a little step, that muscle of resolve, and that muscle of conviction, and that muscle of purpose, and that muscle of vision is going to start taking shape. It's going to be strengthening itself. And you will be at a different place, because with every success that we have, we have more to offer. We have more to look forward to. We have more to be thankful for. And we have more to show others with, to help others with. So that purpose there, that purpose statement, which is those bullet points of purpose and why, your why, just make sure you fill that out, and fill it out, as many of them. If you're going to start tearing, then even better. Because when you bring emotion to your why, that's when it gets real. If you can think it, it's possible. If you can envision it, it's there, it's real. If you can plan for it, then it's doable. But you must plan for it. You must envision it. With envisioning comes that emotion. With emotion comes that sense of purpose. That vision leads you. That vision warrants your emotion. And your emotion is impacted when you have a big enough vision of what you want. So if you want to take it up a notch, instead of 10 pounds, maybe put 20 pounds. But also be realistic. Be realistic, because then you don't want to wrong yourself. You don't want to put your expectations up so high and get to 10 pounds and then you're going to feel disappointed because you didn't reach 20. When in reality, just the fact that you reached 10 is already an amazing feat. And you need to be able to be flexible to say, wow, I command myself. I really, truly am in love with what I've done in the process. Because it is about taking steps. Before we can take a giant leap, we must take steps. And building steps, that's where you're going to rectify your way and your journey. So now to move from result to purpose, once you have your purpose down, you're going to go over to the left side. And on that left side, you're going to outline your MAP, your MAP, your Massive Action Plan. Now, take note, your Massive Action Plan is very important, because the Massive Action Plan, what it is all of those things that come to your head that you must do in order to make something happen. So when you say, what is my Massive Action Plan? Another way of jotting it down is to look at your to-do list. And we don't condone to-do lists. I hate to-do lists. Because to-do lists, all you do is copy them from one day to the next most of the time. Because to-do means, well, this is what I must do now. Whether it's right or wrong, or whether it's going to help me with what I must do toward accomplishing this goal, in general, we tend to just put it all together, and you bring in your everyday and your everything and all of your rules and all of your projects and all of the demands on your time. You start putting it all together in that Massive Action Plan. All of a sudden, you have like 40 different tasks that you must accomplish in a day, and you're like, okay, so like, well, I'll do two or three, and that's about it. And at the end of the day, you turn back around and you're like, well, so much for that day. It was another, you know, I didn't really accomplish my goal. Oh, well, I tried. I can't do it. It's not possible. Well, why is it not possible? Because you haven't focused. Why is it not possible? Because everything else took precedence over that real goal that you wanted to accomplish. And then why is the end of your day not something that you can truly say, wow, it's been a great day. I exchanged a great lesson for today's time. You know, this is why we're doing this. This is why I want to share this with you. This is why I want you to take this seriously and to look at it, and you must do it. Because once you start using this system, once you start using this, and you put aside your daily planner, put aside the way that you record your to-dos, there's a difference between a to-do and an appointment. There's a difference between a to-do and a commitment. A to-do just means that. Well, I got to do this. I got to pick up my dry cleaning. I got to go to the supermarket. I got to go pick up my kids. I got to go, you know, to dinner with so-and-so. I got to go meet the boys. I got to go meet the girls. I got to go to a YMCA function. I have to go wherever. So at least I have to, instead of I get to. You know, this goes back again to focus. To focusing in those areas of your life where you want your focus to be at. Because this is where you're going to be able to look at your life and say, you know what, my life is valuable. I love my life because what I do during the day and my activities and the people that I'm with and the money that I spend and the areas that occupy my time, they are about what matters most to me. They are about what my priorities are. So in your map, you're going to write down everything that you need to do. Okay, throw it all in. Throw in the kitchen sink, like they say. Throw in all that stuff. I got to call the plumber. I got to cut the grass. Everything that you have, throw it all in there. But then once it's there, now you're going to start putting it all together. Now you're going to start, you should actually do this in a separate page. Do it in a separate page before you come and put it on this one page. When you put it on a separate page, you're going to start, even use different highlighters. Or if you want to just copy it now to another page or another side of the paper, you can start categorizing it. Some of these things will relate to your home. Some of these things will relate to your work. Some of them to your career, because work and career are different. You know, some of them might relate to how you are as a parent, picking up the kids, taking them to soccer, you know, spending time with them, so and so. And you'll look and you'll say, hey, you know, I'm looking for a pattern here. I'm looking for these areas that are always demanding my attention. Obviously, this is important to me. The condition of my household, my family time, my body with working out, with my health, my food, my family time with relationship to sitting together and having dinner and talking. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to look at those things that relate to your goal. So, in this example of losing your 10 pounds, because you're focusing on losing 10 pounds, obviously you're then not going to be bringing in all these other to-dos. You're probably going to say, well, I got to start an exercise program. I have to start eating differently. I have to get a trainer. I have to start running. I have to wake up at 5. I have to, you know, whatever you have to. I would suggest that you, once you outline them, then you kind of change the word, because how you say it is definitely going to give you that motivation or not. So instead of saying, I have to becomes an obligation. And when you're obligated to do something, most of the time we're not doing it with the best of our intent, or we're not doing it with the best excitement and motivation. And when it comes to what you need to do in order to be able to lose your 10 pounds, you definitely need to be in a state of mind where you are excited, where you are eager, where you are positive, where you are in a high drive momentum. Now remember, you can do this for anything. You can do this for any type of goal that you want to accomplish. If you want to go on a trip with your family and say, you know what, or if you want to have a great evening for Christmas or for the holidays or for New Year's or visit a relative, and you think that you don't have time, or you think that, you know what, well, you might not have the right money. If you know exactly what you want and you start jotting down the whys, and then you set yourself up on a plan of action, you're going to find a way. And you're going to see yourself doing things that you would have never thought you could have done or achieved. But all that relates to the power of focus, to your power of intention, and to you following through. And when you start setting yourself up in a way that you know how you're using your energy and your intention, all of these things come together to reveal that they are actually working as one to deliver that which you have set out to do. So with losing the 10 pounds, you are going to just break it down even further. What is it going to take for you to exercise? Okay, because to say I'm going to exercise, that's not very specific. That's just saying this is what I'm going to do, and then you're not going to wake up when it's time, then you're just going to, 1, 2, 3 days are going to pass by, and then you're going to give up. So what you're going to do is you're going to commit. But the way you're going to commit is by breaking it down to chunks, to little processes that are doable, to little activities where you don't have to spend a whole day on, where you might be able to say, okay, I'll do a little of this, I'll do this, I'll do this, but consistently over an extended period of time, you are going to create that goal. You're going to create results. So going back to, I have to exercise. What, ask yourself the right question. What do I have to do to exercise? Well, I have to get my sneakers. I have to wake up at 5. I am going to run 30 minutes around my neighborhood. I am going to swim maybe. I am going to do cardio in the basement. Whatever it is that exercise is to you, whatever that is, then specify it. Give it a time, give it a duration, and then you're going to schedule it into your schedule. So let's say you say, I have to exercise. Well, what are you going to do? I am going to run 30 minutes Monday, 30 minutes Wednesday, 30 minutes Friday at 7 in the morning until 7:30. That's specific. Now you know. So now you know that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you are going to wake up at a certain time. You're going to go out. You're not going to think about it. You already know it. You have your sneakers there. You're going to step out of your bed, put your sneakers on, run. Put on a good audio tape. This is time for you to be with yourself. For you to maybe listen to a book you haven't listened to before. A book that you've wanted to read. Now it's available on digital. Now it's available on a podcast. This is a time for you to really think, where do you want to be next year? And this is a time for you to look outside and look at the birds and look at the trees and smell the air. And you will start feeling it, because when you come back in 30 minutes later, even if you've only fast walked, you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to feel accomplished. And that's going to show when you take the shower, when you put on your shirt, when you put on your dress, when you go take the car or the bus, when you get into your job, And throughout the day, you're going to be empowered. You're going to feel better. And you're going to start attracting new things into your life. And that's just from doing one of these things. But remember, consistently, if you think that for these next weeks before 2008, if you go run 3 times a week for these next, I believe it's 6 weeks, you know that you're going to lose those 10 pounds. And you're going to improve your food intake. And you're going to think differently when you go eat a burger or french fries or drinking soda or eating cakes and things like that, especially with the holidays upcoming. And rather than feeling guilty when the holidays come or the parties come, you'll be able to say, well, you know what, I'm running 3 times a week. I can splurge a little. And you won't have to feel that guilt and tell yourself the same old story. Oh, why do I do this all the time? Oh, why am I so this and so that? So now to continue with our massive action plan, outside of the exercising, you're also going to say, well, food. I will and actively pursue this. I will. I must. I can. In this case, you say, I will change my food intake, or I will change my food plan, or I will change my cooking style. I will change my diet. And what are you going to change about it? And you'll say, well, I will eliminate all of those carbs, or I will eliminate bread, white bread, or I will eliminate soda, or I will eliminate the daily cappuccino that I have with cream on top, or I will eliminate the extra muffin I have, or I will eliminate my ice cream that I eat at 10 o'clock at night, or I will eliminate going and having a full stack of pancakes on Sunday. Whatever. Whatever it is that you know you do, that you know is not helping you to lose those 10 pounds, just write it down. Put it there. And why this massive action plan really works is because the massive action plan relates to a principle that is called the 80-20 rule. This is called the Pareto principle, P-A-R-E-D-O principle. And this is an economic term talking about 80% of something will give you, or 20% of something will give you 80% of the results. 20% of your activity will yield 80% of the results you're looking out for. 20% of society feed the other 80% of society. 20% of the rich people feed the rest of the 80% of the nation. You can really take this far, because it is very true. In this case, what it is telling us is 20% of our activity is going to give us 80% of our results. So if you're focusing, you'll probably, when you start putting this down on your map, you're going to start putting down, I have to get clothes, I have to go to the gym, I have to call so-and-so, I have to get me a running tape, I have to do this, I have to do that. You know, you probably have 10 or 15 things that you have to do. By the time that you finish, you're going to be like, oh, gosh, so many things to do. I don't want to do them. I'd rather just stay in bed. Never mind. Sandra said this is going to work, but this doesn't work. No. What you're going to do is you're going to look down this list and pick out your top. Pick out the top points that are going to give you the results that you're looking for. You don't need to do all 15 things. Those things are not all necessary. Remember, you're looking to lose 10 pounds. You're not looking to run a marathon in 6 weeks. You're looking to lose 10 pounds. You don't have to do all these things. You basically have to look at what you're eating and then increase your metabolism and just get some exercise in, right? So you're going to pick the ones that definitely will give you those results. You will know. You will be able to identify them because you know your body. You know your strength. You know what you'd like to do. You know where you have willpower. And you know how you're going to feel when it is time to be there on your scale and to look and say, wow, I have done this and I did this. Awesome. Now what's the next thing in my plate here, in my game plan? So remember, you're going to look at these things. You're going to identify the top functions that are going to deliver most of the results. And then you're basically just going to assign a number of importance. So if exercise comes first to you, that's going to help you not eat as much. that's going to give you all that vitality and that adrenaline pump that you need, then put down that as number one. That's a must do. Then exit, then diet will be the next, then put down two. If it's important to you for you to have the right jogging wear and the right equipment, then put that as three. You know, but don't do so many that then they become like, oh, if I can't have this, then forget it. You know, be minimal. Because all you need is your will. And all you need is that intention. And if you know your why, you already have your driving force. And you already have the driving force that we are creating for challenges. We're creating for evolution, and we're created for momentum. I will tell you, last weekend, I went to an event where, look this up, Stu Middleman, S-T-U Middleman, M-I-T-T-L-E-M-A-N, I believe. This is a man that in 52 days he ran from San Diego all the way to New York. He was running 2 marathons a day. 2 marathons a day. This man holds the world record for many different things. And basically he said, we are created for bipedalism. We are created to keep on moving, to keep on walking, to run. And if in the absence of this, we become stagnant. And this is why we have disease. And this is why we become dead. We become dead in our spirit, in our heart, in our soul, in our mission, our purpose. Simply because we're just sitting around in boxes, going back to the box. We go to a box, sleep in a box, sit in the box, talk in a box. So this plan right here, this plan, this RPM plan, is a system to help you. It's a system to lead you forward. And it's a system to cause change in the way that you've been doing things. I want to also give you, I am going to give you Stu Middleman. He has a site where you can go. And he also has a teleseminar on Mondays. Mondays, I believe, is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. You can call this number, and you can listen to him speak, and he'll give you pointers, etc. His number is 620-294-3000, and the call number is 1401-POUND. His company is called, and you can go online, to www.worldultrafit.com. So you can actually listen to what he has, and his name is Stu, S-T-U-M-I-T-T-L-E-M-A-N. He was also one of Tony's trainers, and Tony, when you look at Awakened Giant Within, Tony Robbins, he wrote a whole entire chapter on Stu. And I'm coming up on my 1 minute. This is Sandra Bueno with Power to Be You. I hope that this is giving you a startup into where you want to be in the future, how you're going to be doing your goal setting, and I am just excited to be bringing it to you. Tune in next Tuesday, where I will be giving you a half an hour of coaching once again, and I will see you. And also Block Talk Radio is the number to call, 646-716-8620. It is about empowerment. It is about accountability, raising our awareness, owning up to where we are, knowing where we're going, and moving forward with distinction, with purpose, with drive, with mission, knowing that we have everything inside of us to be truly who we are created to be, because it is through that distinction and through that power that we will be the great individuals we have been set out to be. This is Sandra. I love you. I care for you. Even if I don't know you, I care for you, because you are a fellow being. You're my brother, you're my sister, and you're the people that matter. You're the people that make a difference. You're the people that are creating this a better place. Until Tuesday.